We're going to play you out now with a sort of response to a request I put out on the podcast last week. I was asking whether, like, a local amateur choir would like to cover the retro Text the Nation jingle. Mm. And lo and behold, a local amateur choir has covered it. And this really is quite an extraordinary noise they make. I'm hesitating because I don't want to be in any way rude. And you'll understand when you hear the beautiful singing that they've supplied us with. Did I negotiate that all right?
Yeah.
I've sort of been rude now, haven't I?
A little bit.
Just by saying the word rude.
Damning with faint praise.
This is really beautiful.
This is good. I like the
wow.
end.
That's, I mean, we're amazingly touched that a choir would go to those lengths. I mean, that's, in a way, that's sort of an amazing avant-garde talent there, because they just seem sort of surgically a tiny, tiny bit off the note.
This one guy, I think, maybe who's a little off
really?
Key, and it's making it very dark sounding.
Yeah, but it has got a certain resonance that's quite unique, don't
yeah.
you think?
You know what it reminds me of? Is the choir of mutant people underground who worship the bomb.
In Planet of the Apes.
In
beneath the Planet of the Apes, yes.
Yeah.
I was getting exactly the same thing. It feels like a dungeon, or the children locked under the castle in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It feels like they're in bondage. And you can hear a skeleton sort of flop to the floor halfway through, as if the string that it's been hung on has finally frayed through. And the bones just clatter to the stone floor.
Every single one of that choir, aged 11 to 50, hates us now.
Is that really how old they are? Here's the letter.
Yeah.
Dear Adam and Joe, in response to your call for a community choir to record Retro Text the Nation jingle a couple of weeks ago, here's the choir that I run on Saturday singing my arrangement of it. We rehearse on Saturday mornings in Baldock in Hertfordshire. We have members ranging from 11 to 50-something years old. I've got nothing but praise, and that was fantastic. And very unique and brilliant, and thank you so much. Is that
even the word unique
at all?
Come
on, I can't. You got to be. I'm falling into the Simon Cowell trap now, aren't I?
Words like special, unique, unusual, things like that. You just got to avoid. Sincerely, we're very touched that you guys would get it together, and thank you so much, Charlie, for organising it. That's amazing.